if you change your value system to what truly matters and what you truly find important in your time on earth, it doesn't matter what somebody else's value system is. They don't have to live with your decisions. They don't have to live with the way that you are walking through this earth, what you decide to do or not to do. They're on their own journey. You cannot compare your values to somebody else's.
When I was growing up, I was always told that I was too much to handle. I was too loud, too opinionated, too demanding, just plain too much. Now, as an adult, I celebrate these qualities within myself and within the women I know. This is a call to action. This is a space to own your too muchness. This is too much to handle.
I'm Hannah Cranston, the host of Too Much to Handle, where we talk about the amazing, the raw, the ugly, the painfully funny, and just plain real truth behind being a woman in your 20s and 30s. These are the conversations you're already having behind closed doors about everything from sex and dating, career pros and woes, to body issues. And we're just airing them. They might be too much to handle, but that's what we like. And today I'm going to be way too much with myself. Yes, I am doing another solo episode. And I'm so excited about this one because this is actually the start of something beautiful. This is the start of something special. I am going to make an ongoing series where I answer your questions. So I'm answering today a question that I received via Instagram. So if you want your question to be answered in a future episode, send in a question, DM me, comment. I don't know, send me like a three-eyed raven, whatever it is, let me know so that I can answer it here on the show. So today I am answering a question from the Jess Graham, and she says, has there ever been a time slash situation in life where you felt discouraged by how your career was going? And what did you do to overcome that feeling? No, I've never felt discouraged. Are you crazy? Of course, I have felt discouraged like every single day when I wake up. Okay, let me just tell you, I always feel like I am not making enough progress in life, that I'm not making enough progress in my career, that I'm not doing enough. I cannot tell you how often I feel this way and how stifling it can be sometimes. And it doesn't really matter where, you know, I am in my career or where I've been. Like, even during some of my most amazing career highs, I've felt like I wasn't doing enough, that I wasn't far enough. A few years ago, I was the host of a nationally syndicated TV show, and I was doing that. I was waking up at 2:45 a.m. for a 3 a.m. call time every single weekday. And then I was doing that for 12 hours. And then I would go to shoot my YouTube show, which had just hit 1 million subscribers. And somehow amongst all of this, I was like still finding time to write articles for HuffPost and work out. And I was eating a vegan diet and I had a boyfriend. And on the outside, everything seemed completely perfect. And like I was living this dream life. But on the inside, I was so unhappy and unsatisfied and insecure about how my career was progressing. And I'm not saying this to like brag or be like, oh my God, look how much I've done. Like, that's not why I'm saying this at all. I'm saying this because no matter where you are in your career, you could be the most successful person. You could have the title. You could have the corner office. You could have the money, whatever it may be. Your definition of success and your definition of being happy with the progress that you've made and how you are valuing where your career is at is not defined by those external sources and what you're actually doing. It comes from within, okay? So I want to like kind of walk you through some of my struggle with this and then hopefully give you some tangible tips on how to overcome this and how I personally overcame this. Because I can't tell you how it's going to work for you. I can't tell you what's going to work for you. I'm going to tell you what has worked for me. And then you just try it out. See if it works for you. I don't know. Whatever you're doing now maybe is not working. So try something new. So when I was in college, I went to Duke. Every single person was a mother flipping overachiever, and they all had a job lined up like junior year, okay? Every single one of them. And that's what it felt like, at least. Obviously, that's not the case, but that's what it felt like. And you guys know what I'm talking about. You know that feeling where you feel like everybody's doing something and you're not? That's how I felt. So I felt like everybody had their like investment banking job, and they had gotten into law school, and they had gotten into med school, whatever it may be. And I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't even know what I was passionate about. I didn't even know what industry I wanted to be in. And I felt so behind. Like I had wasted my 4 years in school with no outcome to show for it, with no job offer to show for it or anything like that. Then after college, spoiler alert, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know where to even start. And it felt so stifling. I felt like every morning when I woke up, I was suffocated. I was paralyzed. I couldn't even move forward because I didn't know how. I didn't know how to move forward, right? I think like so many, especially young people who are coming out of college, who are, you know, just starting off in their careers, and maybe they're having a little trouble, you know, taking off the training wheels and getting moving. Like, you can feel like you are so behind. You can feel like you are late, that you've already wasted that time. I know that feeling. That feeling sucks, because then you feel like anything that you do is to no avail. Like, there's no reason, right? Why? I'm already behind. Like, what's the purpose of getting started? So I know this feeling, right? I know, like, I don't know. Have you guys felt that? At what point in your life have you felt that? I know this is got to be something at some point that resonates with you. Now, even when I first got on YouTube and I was hosting a show on a very successful channel, I felt so old compared to other YouTubers, because all YouTubers are like 14 these days. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my early 20s. I've missed out on 10 years that I could have been doing makeup tutorials or pranks or whatever people do on YouTube these days. And it's so silly to say it now. And when I look back at how I was feeling when I was 22, 23, just out of college, just getting started in my career, and fearing that I had not progressed enough by that point, by some number that we have decided means something, right? I was so stressed out by that. And it sounds silly now, but for those of you who are in this position right now, like, it is real, right? So, like, I think just take a second. Stay with me on this, and let's talk about how we can sort of rewire our brains about this, okay? Because even now, you know, now I am on my own and I'm charting my own territory and I'm figuring things out as I go. And of course, I'm like, oh, like, I just want the number one podcast, and I want the book and the TV show and this and that, and I want all of these different things. And I have these goals for myself, and you guys have your own goals for your different career paths, for your different industries. Maybe it's moving up the ladder. Maybe it's getting that new title. Maybe it's getting that office. Maybe it's getting that raise, whatever it may be. Maybe it doesn't even have to do with your career. Maybe it's in your relationship goals, right? Maybe you are, you know, approaching 30 or whatever age you're at, and you're like, oh shoot, like, I need to get married, or I need to start having kids, or all these different things that we have somehow ascribed to certain ages and different stages in our life, that if we feel like we somehow miss that mark, that we're unsuccessful, that we're not making enough progress, right? Like, we all have those different aspects that we feel that pressure, we feel that stress for, okay? So I think this can work for anybody, right? And the key really to talking yourself out of this spiral of feeling like you're not doing enough and that you haven't achieved enough and that you haven't gone far enough or aren't making enough money really lies within two major truths that you must tell yourself, okay? Now, the first major truth is your values. What are your values? How are you looking at what you're at or where you're at? And how are you really defining that success and that progress, okay? So if these values are determined by the things around you, by external forces, right? We're looking at your title, the money that you're making, the office that you're in, right? If you are in a career like mine, you're looking at your followers, right? These are things that are out of your control. And this doesn't only pertain to your career, right? It could be relationships, whether somebody's sending you a text or sending you flowers or proposing to you or whatever. They're things that are out of your control. So is that how you're defining your success? Are you defining your success by things that you legit cannot change? Or are you defining your success by things that are internal, right? Are they controllable? Are they process oriented? How much effort are you putting into something? How do you feel about something that you're doing, something that you're creating, something that you're passionate about? I recently just read The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. And it sounds like the title is very clickbaity, but it's a great book. I highly recommend it. But he talks about values that we should look at our life with. And he says that these values are like honesty, innovation, vulnerability, standing up for oneself, standing up for others, self-respect, curiosity, charity, humility. Clearly, it's not a word I use a lot. and creativity, okay? So thinking about these things as how we define our success will actually reframe the way we look at our progress. So just to give you an example from my own life, sometimes because of the way my career is, defined or set up and the way that it functions, social media is a huge part of it. Even in the beginning of this, I was like, oh yeah, my YouTube channel hit 1 million subscribers and I will look at my follower accounts on Instagram or I'll look at how many people listen to this podcast and things like that. And I lost a few followers or whatever it may be, right? Sometimes like that makes me feel bad and it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong and that I'm not making enough progress or whatever it may be. But then sometimes I stop myself and I'm like, okay, well, I have no control over who follows me or not. Like either what I say and what I put out resonates with you or it doesn't, but I am being myself. But like how lame of me to look at my followers and be like, oh, like if it goes up, then I'll be happy and I'm successful. But if it goes down, then I'm a failure and I am going to be in misery forever and ever and ever. Like what an awful way to move through life. What a sick way to define your self-worth. And this is not like we all have this, okay? Because the world that we live in is number-based and it's title-based. So do not think that I am judging you or I am criticizing you because I feel it too. I understand. But there's so many better ways to value yourself and put a value on where you're at in life than a number or a title, okay? So that is the first step, right? Is those values that you ascribe to, you know, wherever you're at in your life. So it could be within your career, but it could be relationships. It could be your mental health. It could be your spirituality. those need to come from within. And so what you have to do is sit down, and this is real uncomfortable, let me just tell ya. Sit down and think about, what are the things that I truly value? What are the things that I think are so important to my existence on this planet that I want to measure myself against? Because the last thing you want to do is measure yourself against somebody else. They're doing their own thing. Do not be looking left and right. Just look forward, okay? Somebody else is on a completely different journey. They have a completely different set of tools than you have. They started at a different point than you. Maybe they started before, maybe they started after. I don't know, but they're doing their own thing. Maybe they're doing something totally, totally different than you, but somehow you feel that comparison. One of my best friends went to Harvard Law School, and she is a lawyer now at one of the top firms in the country. And there are times, full disclosure, where I'm like, oh shit, she's so far ahead of me. What? That is crazy. That is literally crazy self-talk, okay? Because what she is doing is so, so different than what I'm doing. And we are on completely different journeys. And maybe we have a completely different value set. Even if I was looking at somebody else who had a podcast, who had social media, who had a YouTube, whatever, and I was comparing myself to them, we don't have the same value set. And not to mention, like, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with them. And they don't know what's going on behind the scenes with me. You know what I mean? Like, I said in the beginning, like, when I was outwardly at my highest point in my career, which, like, I mean, you're never at your highest point in your career. Your career ebbs and flows, okay? But when I was at this point where outwardly everything was going so well, like, I was miserable. I would come home and cry on the bathroom floor. One, because I was probably extremely overtired and I wasn't taking care of myself. But two, like, I thought these things would make me happy and they would make me feel whole and they would make me feel successful. But those are not the things that do that for you or shouldn't do that for you. Like, no job is going to make you happy. I'll just say that right now. No job, no promotion is going to make you happy. No raise is going to make you happy. Okay? It is the things inside of you and the values that you make for yourself that will make you happy. So are you providing for the world? Are you serving the world? Are you taking care of your loved ones? Are you creating? Are you showing up for your friends? Are you showing up for yourself? Those are the things that are going to make you happy. But your career, I'm a very career-oriented woman, don't get me wrong, but that is not what is going to make you feel successful, right? No, if you tell yourself that, you know, hitting this certain milestone in your career will make you feel like you've made it, because that's it. That's just like this one pie in the sky, and then once I achieve that, all will be good. No. It's not. That's with that comes more problems, with more. If you pin all of your hopes and dreams and happiness on one career milestone, you're going to feel the same shitty feelings when you hit it as you're feeling now, because it has to come from within. And I know this is like super cheesy or whatever, however you want to think about it, but this is like the truth. And this is like the real hard work and the real focus that you should be placing on your life to achieve progress, to achieve success. Now, the second truth that I want to address is that you are already successful. Hear me and hear me loud. You are already successful. And I'm not just trying to blow smoke up your ass, okay? Because success isn't in achieving the accolades or the title or the money. Success is in getting started. Success is keeping at it. Do you know how many people probably started what you are doing right now and quit? Do you know how many people never even got started because they were scared of it or didn't have the opportunities or didn't have the resources? You've already achieved so, so much. The success is in the doing. It's not in the getting, okay? So I truly believe, and I have to remind myself of this all the time. This is not, I'm not preaching from a pulpit over here like I've got it all figured out. I'm like half doing this episode so that I can listen to it myself when I'm feeling down, okay? It's like, this is literally just going to be a replay that I put on at night when I'm crying about whatever it is. So success is really doing something that you believe in. And sometimes that is in your career. But sometimes that could be in your volunteer work that you do. Sometimes that could be in deciding to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad. Sometimes that could be in just being like, you know what? Every time my friend's having a bad day, I'm gonna go to their house and surprise them with, you know, donuts, whatever it be, whatever it may be, right? Success is really doing something that you truly believe in, something that you love doing. And not to sound super cliche, but being rich or being a VP of whatever, that is like very not in my vernacular and in my line of work, but a lot of you it is. Having those accolades, having those titles, having that money in your bank account, that means nothing if you're also not successful in love, in relationships, in your mental space, and making the doorman feel seen when you walk through it. Okay? So I think it's really, really important to remember that you need to put as much energy and as much effort in the other aspects of your life as your career. I wrote in my journal this morning, actually, that I need to put the same amount of energy and put the same amount of work and the same amount of thought into my relationship as I do into my work that I do for my job, that I do for my career. Like, you need to make sure that you are putting that energy there, because if I have the podcast and I have my, you know, social media following and I have all you guys that I'm so, so grateful for, but if I go home at the end of the day and I'm miserable, I'm not successful. That's not good. That's not good for anybody. I'm going to come to work and I'm going to do a worse job at what I'm doing, and I won't be able to provide for you because I am not taking care of myself, right? I can't serve you with content if I am not making sure that I'm serving myself at home. And so, you know, whether you're not your in a romantic relationship or, you know, choose not to be, whatever, like, those relationships can be your friendships and fostering those taking care of your mental space, going to therapy or doing something that feels good for your mind. Maybe that's yoga. Maybe that's taking a walk in the park or in nature, whatever it may be. But we have to find success in other places. Like, when we talk about success, we're always talking about our careers. But, like, honestly, if you can't come home at night and you're not happy and feeling that feeling of inner peace, then what's the point, right? Like, why are you working? Better to quit your job and have a happier life. I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? So I think that, to me, is how I reframe a lot. And I have to do this all the time. I'm telling you, I have to do this all the time. Because I struggle with, especially in a line of work where numbers are so intrinsic within my quote-unquote value. But my value has to come from within. Like, somebody could look at a page with my numbers and be like, oh, we want to hire her, we don't. Fine. But my value comes from inside of me and what I know to be true about what I'm doing, what I'm producing, how I'm a human that walks through this world, not like however anybody else wants to ascribe value to me. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if this is resonating with you guys, and I want to hear back from you. So DM me if you guys understand what I'm feeling, because a lot of this is really just talking to yourself and figuring out what inside of you makes you feel like you're making progress and makes you feel like you are successful. Because I used to try to be quote unquote present and be like, look how much I've achieved, and try to be in the present and like list all of my accolades and stuff like that. And that works. I'll tell you, that works. But it works for a few minutes or a day. But what really, really, truly works is changing the way you look at your success, changing the lens, changing the narrative you tell yourself. And it's not easy. Let me tell you that real loud and clear. It is not easy. This is not easy work. Changing your value system is uncomfortable and it's hard and it goes against your ego, which thinks it knows everything and how everything is evaluated. But also, this is so worth it. It is so worth it to change your perception of how we evaluate success in this fast-paced, always go, go, go. Everybody's on their phones doing this and we're all trying to achieve these different things and have this car and have the house and the husband and the da, 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 da. But if you change your value system to what truly matters and what you truly find important in your time on earth, it doesn't matter what somebody else's value system is. They don't have to live with your decisions. They don't have to live with the way that you are walking through this earth, what you decide to do or not to do. They're on their own journey. You cannot compare your values to somebody else's. So you have to decide what works for you, what feels right to you, and what comes from inside and what you can control, okay? Because if you are always pinning your feelings of progress and success on external factors, you are letting the world take you by storm instead of taking the world by storm. And that is not something that you want to do. That is not something that ladies who are a little too much to handle do. We are stronger than that. We are better than that. And we are going to take the world by storm. I hope this answered your question, the Jess Graham. Thank you so, so much for asking it. And I hope you guys felt like this resonated with something that you're going through, or you can take a nugget from this and apply it to your own life. I don't have all the answers, and I will never claim to have all the answers, and I will never claim to have it figured out, ever. But I have found little tidbits through reading and podcasts and my own self-work that have worked for me. And I would not be doing my job, and I would not be fulfilling my value of serving you if I didn't share these things. Because I know this is something a lot of us struggle with. And I hope that this helps you a little bit. And you just remember that you are already so successful and you are on the right path and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And I know that that sounds cliche, and I know that you've heard it and you've seen it in a meme or whatever, but the reason it keeps popping up is because it's so true. Like, if you know that you are on the right path and no matter what, your success is inevitable, then you can start enjoying the little moments and enjoying where you're at and enjoying what you're actually doing and what you're providing and what you're leaving on this earth. So I know that this was like a little bit of a more serious episode, and maybe it was a little preachy, but I truly believe that these truths and these and this way, I guess, this lens to look at your life and to look at your success will make life so much better for you, and you will feel so much more at peace, and you will actually find real happiness instead of pinning it to something that you just have no control over. So let me know what you think. Did this resonate with you? Is this something that you've struggled with or are struggling with? Please, please, please take a screenshot of this episode right now if this is something that you found to be helpful or impactful. and tag me so that I can share it so that your friends can see and can also benefit from this. And also, please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. And if you have a minute, please leave a review because it means so, so, so much to me and to the success of this show. And just a reminder, we'll be coming at you every Wednesday. So buckle up because it's going to be too much to handle. See you next week. Oh,